In the lunchtime edition, hoteliers report record-breaking tourism arrivals for Barbados so far this year, with the numbers getting a boost from Cricket World Cup and crop over. Close family of the latest shooting victim say the teenager is, in their words, still holding on despite reports that he had died. The Barbados Agricultural Society complains of what it alleges are efforts to create a monopoly in local pork production. Meantime, government being urged to block a plan to turn this country's largest pig farm into a real estate project. And Hurricane Ernesto leaves half of Puerto Rico without power. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association reports strong tourist arrival numbers so far this year, boosted by the T20 Cricket World Cup and crop over. This has been disclosed by BHTA President Javon Griffith, delivering the association's quarterly media update.
A major expansion in tourism is expected to stimulate further growth in our economy this year. Tourist arrivals are expected to surpass pre-pandemic numbers in all markets. This is supported by the ICC Cricket World Cup, crop over, and increased airlift capacity into Barbados this year. The appetite for Barbados remains very strong, with early forward bookings from major source markets exceeding 2023 by 18%. Cruise activity is projected to continue to recover from pandemic setbacks, buoyed by the return of summer cruise activity this year and an increase in cruise calls in the last quarter.
Mr. Griffith says 2024 has so far been a record-breaking year for Barbados's tourism sector.
Barbados has so far seen a record year in terms of tourist arrivals. Arrivals for January to June 2024 are up 15% year on year, according to the Barbados Statistical Service. CARICOM had a 16% increase in arrivals. Canada recorded a 16% increase in arrivals as well. The United States increased by an exceptional 31%. The United Kingdom market had a slight decline of less than 1% year on year. Most critically, our revenue per available room, or RevPAR, which is one of the most significant metrics in the hotel sector, was up every month this year except February, when we had a minor dip of 3%.
The BHTA President Javon Griffith. Close family of a teenager who was shot in the face on Tuesday night say that up to this morning, he was still gravely ill in hospital, but still alive, contrary to some media reports that he had died. 17-year-old Tacori Wilkinson was liming with other young men and women at the Wildey Pavilion at Meadow Road, St. Michael, when an assailant shot him at point-blank range. The young man was critically injured, and his prognosis is said to be grim. But while it has been widely rumored that the young man has passed, his adopted grandmother, Louise Braffitt, who is known in the Pine by the nickname Marjorie, tells Starcom Network News that Tacori was, up to this morning at least, as she put it, still holding on.
No, he ain't passed. Because I spoke to your mother this morning, she told me she slept down there last night, and she going back down this morning. So if he did pass, she would be down there sleeping. But he ain't passed. Yeah. He still holding on in Jesus' name. Right. But I think the same eye, getting bullet in the eye, the chest, and the foot. I ain't been, but I can't handle that. At 70, he left here with me. Yeah, I raised the mother and she moved on. I leave he and the brother with me.
She believes that Tacori was targeted as the result of a recent altercation.
He and this fella that had some noise, and the fella tell you that he gonna shoot you. But he went up on the pass up there sitting down here. I was sleeping and the girls who come and wait me, if I tell me Tacori no get shoot, Tacori up there sitting down and this fella just come and shoot Tacori. But I understand the fella come and ask. One fella come and ask if he was Tacori, and he went back and come back and hear this fella come and start pushing his hand in his fist and told to start the fight. And this is somebody he passes and all black stuff. I shoot the man and come along, man.
She said Tacori had attended the Parkinson Secondary School and was to commence on Monday of next week, a course in masonry through the government's skills training department. This is the latest. The Barbados Agricultural Society, BAS, complains of what it alleges may be efforts to create a monopoly in local pork production that it fears could eventually force some smaller players out of the industry and pave the way for larger scale imports. This is a major concern for the BAS President Henderson Williams, who also heads the Pig Farmers Association.
If we are having a situation where prior to now, we had persons having the ability to actually raise and sell to the market chain, and now you're cutting that out completely, and you're saying to these individuals, we've changed our buying relationship. So they have one person that they're buying from. So it forces all of these small farmers to go to this one individual company, who themselves may be importing. It really causes disruption and serious disruption within the market. Because if the farmer cannot get a price that makes sense for them, they're going to exit the market. And if there are these massive exits in the market, how are we going to be able to satisfy local demand?
He sees a threat to the smaller pig farms.
And that's one of the main concerns that is troubling, particularly the smaller producers who would have been able to have an arrangement directly with the supermarket. Not all supermarkets are doing that, but some of them are doing that. And we ask them to have conversations because we understand that there are other players in the space, because don't fool yourself. There are entities that will have no problem with having a situation where production in Barbados becomes so low that we're forced to import. And what it does effectively is that it kills the local industry.
The BAS President Henderson Williams. Meantime, the BAS CEO James Ball hopes that government denies an application to change the land on which this country's largest pig farm is located into a real estate development.
We have a situation where the owners of the farm are basically applying to government to have it reclassified, in other words, for change of use. That is something, of course, of concern to us. This is an operation that really supplied a significant amount of pigs on a weekly basis in the market. We have been having discussions with different stakeholders in terms of trying to find investors who would be interested. There are actually one or two groups of investors who have shown some interest, but of course it's going to need some time.
Mr. Ball believes the demise of such an operation would be a major blow to plans to expand the sector.
We can't increase, if for instance, the very basis upon which we want to increase such as operations such as Barbados are being forced to close now. So in that regard, we do have a concern, and one of the things that of course we will be putting pressure on the ministry that in situations like this, that we do not approve these applications for change of use, especially when you take a large amount of capital out of the industry, the plant that we need as a basis for expanding production for the future.
CEO of the BAS, James Paul, more than half of all homes and businesses in Puerto Rico have been left without power following the arrival of Storm Ernesto. The Caribbean island's main power supplier, Luma Energy, said some 998,000 customers did not have access to electricity. Ernesto, which grew into a Category 1 hurricane yesterday, is continuing to strengthen with gusts of up to 85 miles per hour, heading further northwards towards Bermuda, where it is expected to make landfall tomorrow. Our top stories. Barbadian hoteliers through the BHTA report record-breaking tourism arrivals for Barbados so far this year, with the numbers and the economy overall getting a boost from T20 Cricket World Cup and crop over. Close family of the latest shooting victim say the teenager is, in their words, at least up until this morning, still holding on despite reports he had died. The Barbados Agricultural Society complains of what it alleges are efforts to create a monopoly in local pork production. Meantime, government being urged to block a plan to turn this country's largest pig farm into a real estate development. And Hurricane Ernesto leaves half of Puerto Rico without power. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.